The Traveler's Journal, September 18th. Ambling through Amsterdam. This venerable Dutch port may be Europe's best major city for walking. Built along the River Ige, a tributary of the mighty Rhine, its central old town is defined by the five major canals which radiate in a maze of concentric semicircles around its main train station. Rather than broad vistas, Amsterdam unveils its charms on a more intimate human scale. Instead of grand plazas and palaces, it's filled with small but well-preserved 17th-century buildings which line the cobbled streets that frame the narrow side canals. Each individual building has a special homey touch of charm or elegant simplicity. Amsterdam projects an easy, down-to-earth feeling that makes complete strangers feel at home. There's no shortage of interesting and unique diversions. Herengracht, the city's grand canal, is a working waterway plied by water taxis and barges selling plants and cut flowers. Three world-class galleries, the Rijksmuseum, the Van Gogh Museum, and the Stedelijk Museum, are clustered on a few city blocks. The notorious Zeedijk red light district is evidence of the pragmatic dichotomy the Dutch maintain towards human foibles such as sex and drugs. Though the Heineken Brewery no longer produces any beer, it's now a heady museum of the art of brewing. But more than places or things, Amsterdam's most ingratiating aspect is its population. The Dutch are relaxed, welcoming, and open-minded, with a uniquely youthful orientation. The vibrant daily street life they create makes Amsterdam a great place to just be.
You can visit us online at travelersjournal.com. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer.